Does fantasy football value equal sports card value? Well, that's the question I want to answer in today's video by looking at five players that are skyrocketing up Dynasty Fantasy rankings right now. Let's look at what their card movement has done. So let's dig in. Number one, Benson Knott is a 6'4", 250-pound tight end out of Kansas State, drafted in the second round by the Washington Commanders, gets paired up here with Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, this new Commanders offense. According to PFF College, he was the only tight end with a 75-plus receiving and run-blocking grade last season. And if you look here, his dynasty fantasy football value has gone up 2,236 lifetime value points in the past 3 months. That's due to the draft capital, and the landing spot. Benson not only has six different rookie cards, all out of 2024 Sage right now. And if we look and compare the sold data on his gold Sage, you see that handwritten gold serial number out of 100, 6 out of 100, 4 out of 100. In a week's time period, so from May 12th to May 19th, that card went from $18.50 in auction to $33 in auction. Almost a 100% increase. Now, real quick, if you guys are new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest, part of the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. My name is Andy. We're 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips. And one of the beautiful things in the offseason, what I will tell you guys right now before we go any further in this video, is that fantasy value does not directly correlate and indicate rookie card value, because there's so many different rookie cards for each player. Ben's got six, Joe Burrow's got 4,500, all right? So keep that in mind. It's not a one-for-one comparison. Also, take into consideration the league format and the type of value that's placed on certain positions within that league. For example, in Superflex leagues, quarterbacks are more important. They're taken in the first round. But in single quarterback fantasy football leagues, the value of a quarterback is severely diminished and devalued because you only need one of them, all right? And there's 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. But what does almost directly correlate between fantasy football and sports card value is the ADP movement, the average draft position. All of a sudden, you've got a tight end that's being drafted in the 15th round. Now he gets drafted by the Commanders in the second round with the landing spot, steps up. All of a sudden, he's being drafted in the 10th round. So that movement in fantasy from him being drafted in the 15th to the 10th to the 5th, that has the same a direct correlation to sports card value. All of a sudden, his Sage rookie autos or whatever the desirable card is available for him goes up in value. All right, now back to the action. Let's look at some more examples. Number two is Jermaine Burton, the third round pick for the Cincinnati Bengals here, getting paired up with Joe Burrow at just under 23 years old, having gone to Alabama and having put up almost 1,000 receiving yards there on over a 15% target share and 7 and 8 touchdowns in his junior and senior years. He's already connecting with Joe Burrow on the practice field, and as a result, his dynasty value has gone up over 1,500 lifetime points in the past 6 months. And so I pulled some data from before the draft till now after the draft, and keep in mind, Jermaine Burton, see, he has 1,139 different rookie cards. Having gone to Georgia and Alabama, the guy has been in the college circle for a while, and so he's got a lot of cards printed here. And if you look, April 22nd, the Bowman Chrome University first with the rookie autograph here. This is a non-serial numbered card. This card was selling for an average of around $6. You can see after the draft, this card went up to $9.99 to buy it now. That's $10. It's a pretty small increase there, but taking the percentage increase into consideration, that's pretty significant there. It's about 40%. And then we look at May 19th. We actually have an auction just yesterday of $15 plus $4 shipping. So that's almost a $20 auction of the same card. Now we're talking a pretty significant increase there of almost tripling in value from before the draft. And then if we also look at the Lava Refractor here out of $199 that closed April 4th before the draft for just $2.25, $4 shipping, that's about $5, $6 as well. And now that card, you can only estimate that that's going to be worth about somewhere between $20 and $30. So you can see the big change in value All right, so what about a non-autographed one? Let's see if we can find some data on this gold shimmer out of 50 that sold just 2 days ago for $20. What about this pink that's non-serial numbered for $3? Likely no change in that card. Like, how much lower could it possibly go? Maybe you found it in a dollar bin, or maybe it sold on eBay for a dollar. But that we're talking penny stocks at that point, and that's the kind of card tier that I speak about that's very common, that's not going to have much movement, if any at all, from these spikes or changes in fantasy value, okay? But this kind of card, or rookie autograph card, is going to have that movement. So as you can see, just 2 days prior, I found another gold shimmer that sold in a buy it now for $7.50. Now, granted, it's got $5 shipping, so the total is about $12.85 there. But considering the other one went up to $20 plus $2 shipping, so $22, that's a big increase in a matter of 2 days. That's a reflection of the increase in fantasy value, the increase in expectations on the field, the increase in hype, the increase in demand overall for Jermaine Burton's stock, whether that's fantasy stock, whether that's sports card, rookie card stock. Number three is Kamani Vidal, drafted in the sixth round out of Troy. He's just 22.7 years old. This guy's got 87th percentile speed and burst. And the beautiful thing is he lands on the LA Chargers, now head coached by Jim Harbaugh with the offensive coordinator Greg Roman. These guys want to establish the run and play defense. And everybody's excited about this Chargers offense and team this year, including the Chargers GM there, who is just referencing him as an all-purpose three-down back. J.K. Dobbins is coming off of several massive lower body injuries, and we don't know if he'll ever get healthy again in his career. And the running back room is a young man's game. So as a result, you can see dynasty value for Kamani Vidal has up 2,170 lifetime points in the past 6 months. He's got a total of 284 different cards, but I'll tell you guys, the majority of those are coming out of 2024 Sage here. So I went back and looked. Before the draft, you could find his Sage High Series Silver Auto here for $3.75, and this is a lot of two. So if we break that down with the $2 shipping, it's about $2.50 per card there, all right? We go to after the draft, I got some more data here of $9.99 for one card. So that's a big increase. That's almost 4 or 5X. I've also got some data here of a gold just in a one-day time period. May 9th, you have one selling in a buy now for $6.99 with 99 cent shipping. May 10th, you have a $15 auction selling for with $1.50 shipping, selling for $16.50 out the door. So some people aren't aware even what they have in a Kamani Vidal Sage Gold Auto out of 100. As you can see, that buy it now seller, BMF Trading Cards, wasn't really aware of what he had or how to price it out, and lost out some money from what the market is saying. Anytime you put a card to auction, that's when you get your true market value for a card. Arnat underscore 48 here realized that what he had, realized this player is skyrocketing up in fantasy value, and therefore with a very limited amount of rookie cards, is best off put into an auction and letting the market dictate how much they will get into a bidding war competition over this young player. Jordan Travis, quarterback out of Florida State University, drafted by the New York Football Jets in the fifth round this year. He's got a pretty decent athletic profile, also solid college QBR and yards per attempt, decent passing touchdown to interception ratio his final 2 years at FSU. I want to look at some data from around draft time to May 14th and also talk about CGC card grading here. They are sponsor of the Football Card Quest, and I want to highlight some sold data from them on a CGC 9 that just sold 2 days ago on a Jordan Travis Bowman Chrome University Aqua Lava out of 199 for 45. As you see, they are growing in the hobby, and compared to SGC, I believe that CGC is superior, and I believe at this point in the hobby, CGC is only exceeded by BGS and PSA, and there's some situations where it makes a lot of sense to grade with CGC. They have $12 bulk submissions with fantastic turnaround times right now, guys. $15 for single card submissions, and the grading consistency is excellent. But check out this green. So Landing on the Jets behind Aaron Rodgers, his dynasty value has clearly gone up. And this card, out of 99, green color match to the Jets, sold for $75 raw on April 29th. That's draft hype right there for you. But then, if you go and look at May 14th, the hype has cooled off a little bit. Here's that same card, but in SGC 9 condition, that sold for $43.88. That's a significant decrease from where the raw one sold on draft time. But here is a Lava auto out of 199. So we're talking twice as common as that one. And also not color matched to the Jets, but it is graded a CGC 9, held strong at $45 in a buy it now. So just wanted to highlight that data. Also, CGC has these crystal clear holders, incredible plastic quality, great submission fees, and turnaround time. So if you're interested in starting to grade your cards, go ahead and check out cgccards.com today. So let's look at a couple more players here. What about Tyrone Tracy Jr., who was drafted in the fifth round out of Purdue here? Solid athletic profile, burst, agility. Really solid a receiver as well out of Purdue. 5'11", 209, 24 and a half years old. He's not even listed on tcdb.com yet, but I will tell you, he's got about 20 cards out of 2024 Sage. You can see his dynasty value is up 1,923 points over the past 6 months. And I went and was able to pull sold data here from draft time till now. And this one is really interesting, guys, because I think we got draft hype of being drafted by the Giants and just being behind Devin Singletary on the depth chart, which really doesn't sound scary at all. It sounds like Tyrone Tracy Jr. could actually supplant Singletary and carve out quite a nice role here on the Giants, but still a struggling franchise, to say the least, at this point in time. And I know they made some big acquisitions on defense, and there's a big question mark at quarterback, and they also drafted Malik Nabers early in the first, but maybe that's part of the reason why his hype has cooled off here. But let's look at this. So you have the red high series Sage that sold for $16.88 draft time, then cools off to 2 days ago to $12.75 buy it now. Then you have the gold out of 100 we looked at for Ben Sinnott and one of the other guys, and that card has cooled off from $20 in a buy it now draft night to just $8.30. But the thing that you're going to find out is that these cards are bouncing all over the place for Tyrone Tracy. They're likely to go back up. They're going to be transactions that you find in auction for $8.30. Then there's going to be buy it nows that you find for $20. And you're going to continue to see that type of fluctuation throughout the rest of this summer until there's more concrete information and data and also video of him performing at minicamp and training camp. Also, announcements from the coaching staff of him carving out this role. And then all of a sudden, you're going to see these skyrocket up more consistently in value. But right now, it's going to bounce around quite a bit, man. You see, here's another red here for $10.74. And as you go up, there's one for $8. But then there's an auction for $4. You know, but that one did have $4 shipping. You could have combined it, of course. But this is just to show you that a lot of people are unaware of how to price out brand new players in the market when they haven't necessarily studied what the entire market looks like for Tyrone Tracy. But that's all I do here. I'm completely dedicated. This is why you want to be subscribed to this channel. That's what I do here, guys. So I know what the market looks like for Tyrone Tracy. There is opportunity here, absolutely, especially when you see those auctions going for just a couple dollars. And that's a good color match to the Giants. And this is all he's got right now, guys. He's not even invited to the NFLPA rookie premier event, so he's not going to get those RPS first look cards or the NFLPA rookie premier hollows. This is going to be it until they start releasing more of those draft pick sets here later this summer and closer to the season. And hopefully if he carves out a role, he'll get printed in Mosaic and things like that. So right now, this is going to be a great market and card to target for Tyrone Tracy. Number five here is Isaac Garendo. A lot of you guys probably haven't heard of him, but he was drafted in the end of the fourth round by the San Francisco 49ers. And all you need to know is this guy is big and fast, man. 6 foot, 221, and runs a 4.33 on his combine day. That's a 99th percentile 40-yard dash score, 100th percentile height-adjusted speed score. As you can see here, highlighted by Adam Levitan, only two prospects in the past 20 years have weighed 220-plus and ran a 4.33 or faster. And one of those is DK Metcalf. The other one is Isaac Garendo. And he lands on the 49ers, guys. One of the best run offenses in the league behind Christian McCaffrey. Everybody thinks he's probably going to supplant Elijah Mitchell and the other unknown backups on the 49ers depth chart there behind Christian McCaffrey. And so, yeah, there's a lot of dynasty growth for him. His dynasty value has gone up over 1,800 lifetime points since the draft. And so he's got no rookie cards. He's not on TCDB.com yet, so you got to make your own, literally. There are people out there making their own. As you can see, that's what these ACEO cards are considered. It's custom art cards. This is not the only one, guys. There are other ones out there, and they're selling for about $10 a pop. So if you make your own Isaac Garendo cards right now, you can go and sell them on eBay for $10 a card. Just call them ACEOs. So if you stuck around this long, I got a bonus guy for you. Because Isaac Garendo only has these ACEO cards, let's look at a guy that's actually got some licensed rookie cards printed for him that has gone up a lot in dynasty value from the draft. Let's talk about the fan favorite, Keon Coleman, the top pick of the second round by the Buffalo Bills. Now, without Stephon Diggs, a lot of people quickly thinking that Keon Coleman will be the undisputed alpha in Buffalo. Here they are, the guys at the NFLPA event sponsored by Panini. Keon Coleman, also quite the funny character in the media as well. Everybody likes some Keon Coleman. He's best comparable to a guy like Allen Robinson. He's a big body, 6'3", 213-pound receiver. As a result, since the draft, his dynasty value has gone up 823 lifetime points. All right, guys, so I want to highlight something here for you guys. You see this recently sold just yesterday. Here you go. This is from the event you just saw there on the Twitter machine, also known as X. This is a RPS First Look Rookie Auto from Panini Instant. Out of 49 here, this is a card that pre-sales direct from Panini's website for $24.99. Well, those quickly sold out in the blink of an eye and started selling on the secondary marketplace, the biggest one known as eBay. All right, and you can see someone paid $125 for it. That is a big time 4-5x increase. Nice profit there somebody made. But also, just going back and looking before the draft, let's just look at his Sage High Series rookie cards here. You can see this one red. Signed, $7. Nice little color match there to the Bills. $7 before the draft. That was March 22nd. Now let's go after the draft. That same card now $30. So we're talking about a 4x increase. Some really nice profit people are making in Keon Coleman rookie cards from before the draft to after. Here's another one here. High Series, a $35 buy it now. That seller likely took too low of a buy it now offer. He probably could have made more money from that card, but he probably already had some really nice profit in it because Keon Coleman's rookie card values have gone up a lot. And this guy's got 1,569 different rookie cards here. They've been printing cards for him for quite some time. So that's right, guys. All the players that are invited to the rookie premiere event are already pre-selling directly on Panini's website. Some cases it makes sense to buy these from a secondary marketplace like eBay because some of these buyers are buying these in bulk. And the more you buy, the bigger the discount you get. So basically they print on demand during this time period. See, this is going to end in 4 days and 22 hours. But the autos and stuff are numbered out of 49. So you see they have the artist proofs here, the photos on these proofs for the base card that's going to be print on demand. You see they have a total of 134 different items. So here's your autos. Braylon Allen, Jadeveon Sanders, Audric Estime, Will Shipley, Troy Franklin. They're all $24.99, guys. Any of the guys that got invited to the event, there's only 49 of them on here. So likely, the chances are they're going to sell out pretty quick, especially for the more popular players. So be thankful you're subscribed to the Football Card Quest. And if you wanted to be notified about those immediately as soon as I found out, then you want to join our premium membership and get access to our Discord server as well as our other benefits. and that's at footballcardquest.com. Go premium. I hope you guys enjoyed this video today and found it insightful and useful. Let me know what your thoughts are or what questions this brings up for you guys when drawing the line between fantasy football and football cards. And I'll see you in that next video. Peace.